Keo.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Curry.
Here.
Arteaga.
Here.
Bingham.
Here.
Conville Clybomer. Here.
Thank you. I think that this evening, it's my pleasure to introduce Pastor Steve Mon from Community Presbyterian Church. Last week, or two weeks ago, we had the opportunity to introduce another new pastor, Pastor Paul from Zion Lutheran. Dr. Bob is here, and I've asked him to include our prayers to see him in the area. Local businessman who recently passed away, Ray Chamberlain. And so we do want to say an extra prayer for him.
Will you join me in prayer? Gracious God, we're thankful on this night. We're thankful for many things, and in particular on this night. We lift up to you thanks for the life of a member of our community who we trust is in your care and at rest in your hands, our brother Ray, and for his family in these days as they grieve. We give you thanks for the gift of citizens in this community who care for one another and for the needs of this place. We're grateful looking ahead to the celebration of Thanksgiving dinners around tables with family and friends before week's end, and for the blessings that come each day in our lives. And we are thankful on this night for servant leaders in this community who care about their neighbors and their neighborhood, who care about all being done well and wisely and prudently. We ask that you would give us and each person in this community, whatever their roles are, that you give them wisdom, diligence, grace, and strength to do what they are called to do well and wisely. Be with us present in this meeting this evening, that in all things we will look out for the good of our neighbor and for one another. These things we lift up to you with thanks, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I think you will notice that there's somebody missing this evening. Jordan Buckner, our health administrator, that's recently had some surgery, and he's not the notice this evening, and we look forward to him being back to work next week. I was wondering if you had the opportunity to view the minutes of the last council meeting. Can I motion to approve?
Make the motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
We have the opportunity to review the bills. Dave and Brendan abstained from the agenda of the day of the 21st.
Do you want to include the financial statement in that also? October financial statement?
We got the October financial statement.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Is there anybody who's looking for council seeing something? Okay, committee reports. We had a committee of the whole meeting on November the 14th. This time we reviewed a number of things. Among those would be some of the financial information as far as our employees are concerned. The first thing is to ask the solicitor to prepare an ordinance for the merit pay, responsibility for the employee. Basically, the merit pay. And so you think of them as basically it's a 75 per year payment for the employees of the government. And basically, we started doing that a number of years ago when we were in a situation where we had a difficult time hiring and maintaining employees. And so we put the military information into effect.
I move that we approve the merit service payment recommendations as presented.
Councilman Berry, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. All opposed?
The second item is cost of living. Again, to basically adopt the moving from the credit recommendation was basically based on the total price index, and it is basically 2% federal cost.
This is great.
2.7% of the cost of living based on the total price index. Motion to authorize the school to hear that what this function can be made.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
We don't do that by legislation, correct?
Yeah, it would just be by motion, correct?
Okay.
Is there any that we dealt with at the committee of the whole meeting? You know, the legislation for the rate and fee schedule, basically in reviewing the in the way of explanation. We look at the water and the sewer and the sanitation, basically to make sure that each one of those items pays for itself. It looks like this time around we're looking at a about 1% of the change in the sewer, and the sanitation being at 1.2%. The total of all three of those is a little bit less than 2% a year as far as the water felt, the water and so on. Questions or comments?
Move that we authorize legislation as an emergency for the 2024 rate fee schedule as presented.
Councilwoman Burry, I'll second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
We also ask to take authorized legislation to authorize the council to enter a fund credit with the resolution to spread it. Second one.
Can I speak to that, sir?
The second. I move that we authorize legislation which would authorize an employment agreement with the village administrator for the property as an emergency.
Second.
All in favor?
I was thinking when you wait for any more insurance.
I usually don't engage and bear with everybody. The propaganda ministry is social justice information that's out there on Facebook, but I feel compelled tonight after what I've read in regards to the lies, the mistruths regarding our ministry. So I'm going to ask for some audience participation tonight. We can bear with me, as well as the council members and our employees. I'm going to ask a few questions, if I could. I need to know anybody that's out here that's worked for an employer for 7 years and not going to pay this. Would you please raise your hand? Anybody? How about 4 years? Anybody work for an employer for 4 years and not going to pay rent? Anybody? Nobody. Well, our administrator hasn't got one for 8 years. It's not true. He has not got one for 8 years. Now, they talked about his money that we spent for his college. We offered it to all the employees, or most of the employees. Several employees used it. That was pushed by the previous administration. That's not true. Our administrator, as I said, 8 years has had a cost of living. At 3%, he's lost 24% of his pay over that time. It's 24% less buying potential than he did a year ago. We had a study done 3 years ago. Top salary for an administrator with 8 years experience was $120,000, which is what we're trying to raise his salary to, about 10%. Our administrator has over 16 years experience, more than double. Our administrator had to take a job as our tax and finance administrator because we didn't replace him. We've got two full-time jobs. I don't know about you, but if somebody gives me another full-time job and I hire them, nobody pays me nothing, I'm going to make this statement. That's the facts. Neither any of you. Got two jobs. So, with our tax administrator, the position that she had, as well as our finance person, that cost the village roughly $75,000 to $80,000. Since our administrator has been doing his functions now, at a $12,000 raise, which is about 11%, we're still saving the village over $63,000. That is including the first contribution, 20%. The people are out there saying we're spending money. No, we're trying to save money. We're saving $63,000. Don't lie. If we get somebody in here to do the administration, now we're going to pay them $120,000 now. Mr. Heeman can tell you. He goes to various villages and cities and works for them and tells them exactly what the administrators can pay. This is terrible if we're paying ours. Terrible. $120,000 for two jobs. That would cost us $200,000. You know, people are complaining about him getting a 10% raise. Hasn't had one in 8 years. Yeah, we paid for his tuition. We paid for others as well. That's nothing due to him. It was offered to all the employees. So saying that's a plus is not true. It couldn't be further from the truth. Does anybody here does not want to say this village $63,000? Raise your hand. That's what we're doing. Not just stuff on Facebook that you're reading. $70,000 pay increase, everything else. He got his college money years ago. Years ago. This is not recent. That was years ago. Pushed by the previous administration. I was in the meeting. So those of you thinking that this is some elaborate package, it's not true. It's not true. He's still 13% behind with this. If he leaves, who's going to take both those jobs for $120,000? Nobody. Nobody. Get the facts. Don't make up this stuff, because that's somebody's mouthpiece out there that's giving disinformation. That's all that is. Just get the facts. He hasn't had a pay raise in 8 years. Is that fair? Is it fair? Does anybody here think that's fair? Don't listen to what they're saying out there. It's not true. We are saving tens of thousands of dollars by doing what we're doing. Oh, man.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Okay, there's a couple things from the mayor's side of things. There's some few interesting things going on around town. On December 2nd, we're going to do the tree lighting ceremony at the village park. And I don't know, when do you want to say anything about this project? No.
kids or have passports, they will be able to either pick them up at the park or at each of the locations, which will be put in the mirror next week. It includes the end with your Santa, beautiful signs, Julius Fitness, to name a few products. Last year people didn't know where to get them, so we're going to make it easier for everybody. If you get at least 4 of the 8 done, you'll get put into a drawing for CycleWorks, and you'll need a fight for the gift. And then we'll have a parade that if anybody wants to be part of the parade, they can get a hold of me with the chamber. And we line up at the White House Primary School, and they'll take off around 6 o'clock or so and head to the park, the Santa, and the tree lighting ceremony. Like we, Josh, Santa's going to be at the shelter house, right? Cool pictures. It's going to be all dressed up in Santa's book workshop. So if you like, if you have kids and you want to get pictures, you can do that too.
Okay. A couple of things I have up here. We've been notified by the Bittersweet Farms that they're going to have a pop-up holiday shopping event on December the 9th from 9 to 3. So you can support our neighbors out of the Bittersweet Farms and get that opportunity. The other thing, we're happy to recognize Diane Younger and Brian Patel, who are graduating from the Tree Commission Academy class for 2023. There are a couple of village employees that have done some training as far as the Tree Commission that is concerned. So that will be December 7th at 11:30. If anybody wants to attend, what we're doing, we'll make a little basis for that. Just a quick side note, everybody's asking. Jonathan Rich and I have the opportunity to view the plans for Adventure Spirits Distillery in the old PNC Bank building. So just getting ready to start. The distillery in there, it's not going to be a bar, it's not going to be a restaurant. They're basically going to give lessons on distilling. So that's going to be an exciting thing. They're looking forward to it, and they're going to be good experience. Nikki, anything from us?
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Thank you, Johnson. Are you next there?
I'll be here.
Listeners.
Hey, Your Honor, I just have a quick for counsel. I don't want them to be blindsided, but if you recall, you tabled the ordinance dealing with the chickens until the first meeting in December. So that will appear on the agenda for that meeting, and it will be blindsided. And then the garbage can location ordinance was tabled until the first meeting in January. So that will show up. So I will let you be blindsided and see the agenda. That's all I had, Your Honor.
Thank you. Department head. Dave, what's that called? Crews are finishing up and coming up the weeds. Probably we're going to be finishing up on schedule mid-December with the majority of leaves. Of course, there's always some hangers on that go on into January, so we'll probably have one truck out into January just spot checking areas. So rather than two maybe listening in, you'll after the first meeting to have the last opportunity to get resolved. We are working on winter preparations. The crews were getting Christmas decorations ready today, so we'll be both rooms doing that next week, as well as getting our power equipment polished up and ready to do.
Thank you, Your Honor. Real quick. Yes, so we have the tree lighting, but I want to remind everyone there is the Christmas Village 5K directly before that event and also a parade. So there will be a lot of pedestrian traffic and runners out on the streets while it starts. So please pay attention on December 2nd at 4:30 at race time. Look for officers directing traffic and reminding them to get in position for the parade and the arrival of Santa. about 5:30, should be right before 6 o'clock, I believe, when he arrives. We still need volunteers to help shovel snow for a couple of residents in town that are unable to do so. I'll have a list right when you'd like to sign up to. The Toys for Tots, the holiday cheer competition has started. And no offense, Jason, but I think he's already he did a wonderful response from this community last year. It's phenomenal. And we'd like to see about matching. We have 4,000 presents. And I believe that Northwest Ohio raised 12,000. So White House, Waterville, anything in it just is phenomenal. You just love to see a little bit of that year with the most of the things. And let the police speak about it.
That's it. You better have the training though for the young ladies.
But for Cox, it was, we had a great turnout. It was phenomenal. They seemed to really enjoy it. We got a lot of high remarks about it. And we're hoping to see if they'll come back in late spring to host a similar training, but for younger women, 17 and under, 2 to 12, I think, something like that. They do offer a younger age program, so we'll be able to pull that off and advertise that. So it was very much a success and an occasional thank you.
Your friends?
Okay,
any citizens' comments on the agenda, council agenda?
Hearing to me, my question, my only question was, I don't fault anyone or any person wanting a fair wage. That was not what I was in the stage lights. That was not what I was going to say. I don't think anyone can, first of all, take advantage of those. I think we should all be coming here and have a peaceful conversation without being attacked. No one thinks that social media, I think the national media knew that in thinking it was really good social media. I think our question and concern is that we had a meeting at a community and all the people that were here sitting in these chairs that we heard that we think that we're going to be taking it from us because we couldn't afford them. And that unions are taking away from the village because we couldn't afford them. So all we were questioning and the people that were questioning us, we're also new members of community council are saying we have to go and sit on that team. Very likely going to be asking for a tax increase again. So we're saying we want to make sure that we go to ask them that we're being 100% transparent. And we know his contract wasn't up until August of 2025. So it came up now. We could have like the problem with waiting until the new people in possible. The way it didn't. And that would drag its way. But if I'm just being completely transparent, that's all. I'm just trying to make everything.
I'm trying to be disrespectful, right? But if you could Google for me, when government stops because the rural actually people are elected, can you Google that? Tell me when.
We're
actually afraid of government. Well, we use the unknown. Anyway, I can talk about this after.
Sure.
First is ordinance number 18-2023. It is an ordinance amending and updating the Village of White House schedule of rates and fees pursuant to various building zoning registration and ancillary other matters and declaring an emergency.
So moved as an emergency. Councilwoman Curry, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We just suspend the rules, second your reading item only tonight.
Councilwoman Curry, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
So we use an emergency to find a passage.
Councilwoman Curry, second. Theo.
Yes.
Connolly.
Yeah.
Curry.
Yes.
Arteaga.
Yeah.
Bingham.
Yes.
Conklin-Weibover.
Yes.
Thank you, Council. And next is resolution number 18-2023. And it's a resolution authorizing an employment agreement with the village administrator Jordan Bapagay and declaring an emergency.
So moved as an emergency.
Councilwoman Curry, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Your Honor, we have a discussion before moving forward with the resolution. Many of us up here have served 8, 6, and more for some of our council members years with Jordan, as well as many other people on staff, and we love them. We just love them. But this has been our work. We started these negotiations actively in August. So we also, some of us were aware of a request to renegotiate some time ago. There were some internal issues. But once we knew what we needed to do, we are the ones who needed to do it. I understand we had lots of positive challenges this year, so I appreciate that. But you made reference to the existing contract and the end term there. So yes, this is a renegotiation. Which can happen at any time. This term to the new system. And Jordan has been the sacrifice to make sure, because not just with COVID, not just with COLA, the COVID pandemic, everything that we've had asked from the different department, we've had a lot of wage issues over 7 years. And to make sure that we were as solvent as we have been, you know, we feel that he's been doing the job. But when as far as the tax issue goes, when it comes to our labor, he is included in that. As much as we talk about valuing every single one of our employees, he is one. And his projections that he's been talking to us for several years about, you know, what we will need in increased revenue includes the increases in wages, increases in COLA, increases in cost of health insurance, the perks for things like education. Every single dollar we spend on our employees brings back to us. We have benefited from the education our employees receive, these trainings, whether it's certifications, trainings, degrees, it all comes back to us. So especially, I'm glad you're forward thinking about, you know, continuing to find revenue for those. That's really great. And we even talked about it too, like, well, what do we tell people? We tell people the truth. We tell people that this is what it costs to have this caliber of staff doing this high level of service for our great community. That's just, that's part of the cost. And I would not ask any one of them to sacrifice more than what they already have been, mostly without more employees that they need. But especially if you go again before voters, if it doesn't pass, the person you need the most to keep themselves financially suffering, I think is our question. And this particular one, who has been through our water discussion, Lighthouse hosted all of that stuff for Tawa. That was acting leadership. This is why I asked, but not for LaCrosse, not because you had Citizen Jordan. You had citizen comment as citizen. And this is we are elected to do this because of the council members. I remember what it was like to be elected and to feel very empowered by that. Your term begins January 1st. Ours, the three of us, we end December 31st. This continues to be our work, and this agenda
to make sure for good order at this meeting. This is our turn to speak on this legislation for the vote that we are about to see. We do appreciate your comments, but this is charge for us.
That was also a key driver of that of the conversation. Everything you phrase is exactly what we're here for, quite a bit of time. Mm-hmm. And then there's the same concerns. We went back and forth. There's a lot of negotiation, maybe negotiation. We went for a couple of grounds and people in the room, based on the fact that we have available to re-study. I go through this every year, it's more system management. So it's a lot of money. It is a lot of money. But we earned it. And I mean, it's consistent with his contribution, is consistent with the goal, and I think it's very reasonable to do this work. What we've done here was 45 minutes of back and forth in addition to other conversations we've had since this discussion was done. So it's not as though we came in and said, oh, well, trying to pass out the game back. A lot of you didn't know what's the optics of much study, but you know, it was a phenomenal thing.
Would you like us to be a model for how we come to these agreements and conclusions? And the reason it's done in the executive session is so that it can be freely made, so we can go back and forth, so that it's not confusing, but it is confidential. Employee contract agreements in the negotiation part are confidential. Real estate matters in the negotiation part are confidential. So you've elected six representatives to do this business on the public's behalf. And sometimes we do it in executive session. It's not meant to keep it from anybody. It's not meant to try to have this decision before you. And you'll find that. It's just a good order and good work. And I appreciate that.
I think a couple of things included in the contract that I think is going to be pretty important to the people that are coming in. Number one, it's an annual contract that is automatically renewed, that can be terminated at any time. And the other thing that we've never had before was an annual review. And that is built into the contract as well. So that there will be an opportunity to have those discussions on a regular basis as opposed to not to act upon.
And the amount of work that Jordan has put into the village, yes, it is his draft, but he goes above and beyond his job for the amount of work and experience that he does put in to his work. And going without an increase for 8 years is, I mean, he never got COLA or anything. All of our employees have gotten raises. All of our employees have received COLA. Jordan had not received anything. It was high time for him to have a contract review. And no, he's not being, he's definitely, even with just a $12,000 increase, he's still not being paid what he should. But he's willing to do the work for the village. He loves the village that much and wants to help the village progress into the future. He has had a lot of hats, and he still will have a lot of hats moving forward. $12,000 increase in his salary over 8 years, I think, is very minimal, but something is that we agreed that something definitely needed done. The six of us all came into agreement on this, and the six of us all stand behind this contract. And the amount of money alone that his degree had brought the village in grants is insane. If you look at the amount of money that he had gotten this village in grants, you would be amazed. I mean, just the water tower alone was, it was huge money that the village doesn't have to pay because he got the grant. What did it, I mean, it was minimal.
Yeah, what, 84,000 was that the water tower grant?
1.14.
Yeah, 1.84 million.
Yeah.
Yep. For the water tower grant. And that's something the village needs. Jordan has always done well for the village to help us through our water talks, the fire, just everything. He has always been on top of it, and whatever the six of us have directed him to do,
or he has advised us to do. We've always looked at both sides of the situation, and he has always been a trooper, even if it wasn't exactly what he wanted. He will still do whatever he's directed to do, and has the village best interest at heart.
And even on the basis of like more exciting class, you think the person out of it, so you want to hire and pull the walls. Let's say you use some more. That's kind of how I was looking at that. And saying, if I'm in a position, again, I'm building my own teams, and I'm trying to hire and backfill for that role with that experience, the contribution, his, you know, ability to move forward. Okay. I'm just saying, just in general, if you say, you know, a lot of the conversation is Jordan, it's been 8 years. That's all I'm trying to kind of my thing in the conversation. So, you know, I don't have that history. I'm looking at it. So I've worked with him for a year. You can meet at any time. So you have to look at it on behalf of the village and say, what's in the best interest of the village to say, I'm going to make sure that we make this a place that he wants to stay or that role, if it suits the role and it's reasonable. And in that position, again, if you look around the area, which we did, we talked about it in the neighboring communities and said, what is the goal? What's going on? We had that conversation. There was an engaging conversation. So there was a lot of back and forth. And I would say, again, I kind of sleep easy knowing that it would be very difficult to replace them. Just again, from experience, if you were to do that, I think that's the way that you're that position.
Maybe for the record, we should state what the actual figures are, especially because there is misinformation out there. That'd be appropriate. The monetary compensation, the annual sum is $120,000 for a 12-month period. It will be retroactive to October 1st. That's in part to make sure that our administrator and deputy administrator contracts are 6 months apart for the review process for all the reasons. There is a one-time lump sum compensation of $5,000. That's to make up for some of the lack of increase in compensation throughout the past. And upon performance review, there is a discretionary additional compensation not to be in excess of 6%, zero depending on the year, one up, no higher than 6%. And I think the first person who would say whether or not you could not afford this would be Jordan. So I feel very confident about it's trying to thank everybody for compensation. I move that we suspend the rules in the second and third reading this legislation on this contract by one.
Councilwoman Curry, I'll second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Move that we adopt this final approval as an emergency.
Councilwoman Curry, second.
Theo.
Yes.
Connolly.
Yes.
Curry.
Yes.
Arteaga.
Yes.
Bingham.
Yes.
Hockenheimer.
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Your Honor, there are no other pieces of legislation.
I'll comment on it. We want to say this couple things that I have. Number one, we have a vacancy coming up as far as our White House representative on the long-term cemetery district. And if anybody would be interested in serving in that position, you shouldn't let me know. We're going to be making an appointment at our next council meeting on December 5th. And at that point, we'll make a decision on who to recommend to the cemetery district. No, right, on our behalf.
Most things. Small Business Saturday, I think this is coming Saturday, so this is much good. So it's to get out and support local businesses, pretty important for the city. So that is one of the clients and I can say probably.
Yes. So, Chiefs, are you going to be on push-ups again this year with the competition? I'm going to take you next year to finish all those.
So, it was Officer Addison White.
It was.
And he, I lost count of over 1,000. Like, so he, so no.
He was a trooper. Yes, I think some other officers have participated.
Everyone helped the football team, some of the other girls, volleyball team, they'll help them. No, apparently.
No push-ups this year.
Never thought. If, you know, exactly. We like paid 200 push-ups. No. Yeah, we never saw it.
So there's no at this time.
At this time. He had probably be proud of the contributing.
Oh my God. That was a lot of push-ups. Yes, and I also wanted to bring up there was a comment about reducing costs on stuff. So at the committee of the whole, we decided years ago, we were in trouble with our water and sewer accounts because it was not supported by the residents. It was coming out of the general funds and everything else. It wasn't self-sustained and the rates were never raised. So over the past several years, they were raised to where the water and sewer is paid for 100% by the residents. It's not paid for out of the general fund. It's paid for strictly a utility and it's paid for by a resident. Conversation we had at the committee of the whole had to do with our garbage service. The garbage service was paid for out of the general fund for additional pickups, the curbside pickups, the roll-offs and everything. And our trash pickup from our trash containers was paid for out of the utility fund. So this was the last step we had of making a service fully paid for by the resident and not paid for out of our general fund. Therefore, that's why we had the discussions at our committee of the whole was because the garbage fund in any way is not paid for, going to be paid for out of the general fund. It is now going to be paid for by the residents. So that way we don't get into an issue down the road, because that's over $35,000 that the general fund was getting hit with.
You're talking about unlimited.
For the unlimited pickup. So now the trash pickup is going to be funded by the residents and not by the general fund. So that was like an extra 50 cents a month, I think. What was it?
50.
Yeah, 50 cents, 50 some change. And that's what that conversation was about. We were moving the general fund paying for the unlimited pickups and the roll-up services that were offered. So the roll-up services and the trash services are strictly going to be paid for by the residents. And that fund will be adjusted each year depending on what the costs are, just like the water and sewer is adjusted each year. To where that's fully paid for by the residents and not out of the general fund. Just for a little clarification on that. And that's all I have. Thank you.
The joint meeting for the Volunteers Union Cemetery District will be December 11th. At 5:30 p.m. in Waterville Chambers. Cemetery District in the City of Waterville, the Village of White Mouse and Waterville Township. And all councils and or trustee boards need to have a quorum of their own members to be present for the joint meeting to have a quorum. And it's a regular meeting that we're having. And those terms are, we usually meet annually in May, and the White House trustee, myself, was appointed this May for a term commencing January 1, 2024, so I'm finishing up my term on the trustee this year. Waterville's term, which also will need to be filled, was appointed in May of 2021,
for a term of January 22 through December 24. So that one will too. So it's a three-member trustee board. So we have to replace at least one. They need at least two people to sign checks and to make sure the cemetery district operates. And while we're talking about the cemetery, we want to pass on our sexton's deep appreciation to White House Public Works and City Water Works for helping them move pounds of cement whenever finishing the fall foundation quarter. So thank you again for all the support that you did. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other citizens come?
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?